Now, forgive me if I'm offending any jazz heads out there, but I cannot get with it. And, you know, we'll give it away as a prize one morning because I only watched it.
You could just have jazz.
You could have the whole category of jazz. You could hold that by 9 a.m. You could give away genres of music. You could have polka, jazz.
Oh, I'd like polka.
Ballroom.
No, I think
well, I'll polka your eyes out, homeboy. We'll get on the floor together. I'll show you a few moves. I'm from Chicago.
So you are, of course, home of jazz.
The polka.
Home of jazz. Yeah. You can own jazz. One call on one caller only if you want your own jazz. We're never going to give away the component parts. You know, on television, by the way, Andy Williams. Now, would you ever describe yourself as mainstream? We're looking at Mr. Mainstream TV, certainly in the States, Mr. Mainstream Entertainment.
Well, if looking like a ghoul means mainstream.
Yes, he does, actually. It's pretty
amazing.
A bit of plastic surgery going on there.
In the next Monsters film, where one role was already cast there.
I loaned a friend of mine $20,000 for plastic surgery, and now I don't know what he looks like.
That could be him
right there.
To the States after this, I take it you do live in America.
Is that his wife?
Yeah? Yes, it is. Of course it is.
Man, he's too old to adopt her.
Look at that. We're looking at GMTV at the moment, which is the first morning we've not had a game on since we came on the air.
Indeed, it is.
It feels odd. It feels ooky. I'm still not. You ever learned that one's creeping in? Look, absolutely right. Andy Williams is on there. And but come on, the venerable old generation. We're quite deferential towards old time show business.
Yeah, we like rising tides.
Where do you see yourself fitting into show business? I mean,
I've been doing this 26 years. I'm a comedian, mm-hmm. and that's about it. You know, I just love making people laugh. You know, I just want people to see my show and walk out afterwards saying, "Well, we got that over with." You know, I was just in the island of Jersey. I got a standing ovation. Well, I think it counts if they're putting their jackets on during it.
I thought I had to respond to this.
My life is fine, you know. I'm on an antidepressant, but it's herbal. It's called St. John's Wort. Have you heard of it?
Oh, certainly have heard of it.
It's the most popular antidepressant in Germany, after, I'm guessing, amnesia.
Enough for it. Otherwise, why are people going to pay good money to see you?
See me in Milton Keynes,
exactly.
The great economist.
And then at Harrow on Friday night. And that is
Colchester on Saturday.
It is. And beyond one of the Manchester on Sunday and then Cardiff on the following Thursday.
High Wycombe.
High Wycombe. Oh, that's a hell of a town, High Wycombe. Remember, the high is up and the Wycombe is down.
Very low Wycombe.
What do you do between the shows? I know it's a few
not as glamorous. When people see me on stage, that's really the tip of the iceberg. Like the other day, for instance, I was lying in bed for about 4 hours with my headphones listening to some cassettes, because I'll be darned if I take the manufacturer's word that they're blank.
Top of the shop.
By the way, Danny,
yes?
If people can't make it to the show for a God forbid any reason, they can buy my new CD.
Oh, really?
And I'm giving you a copy right now.
Fantastic.
My brand new CD.
Wow, this is something. This is you're foolish, Mr. Philip.
You sold that on eBay. That I know.
No, I would have bought this on the way. I mean, if you'd have told me that, I would have bought that. I don't mind buying things for real cash now. I've got something to play on the way home. And what's it saying before I got hitched? Daddy, stop saying you and I got hitched in Vermont. Emo.
You're welcome.
Just hit it hard again, and you can hear. You've heard literally the tip of the iceberg. There are, and I'm saying, and I know this isn't strictly going to help along with the character comedy here, but I'm saying there's only Stephen Wright and you, sir. There is only, and I think that's the highest.
I got Bush looking into that. After Saddam Hussein, he's going after Stephen Wright. So he's going to beat up Bush is authorized the CIA to beat up everyone in Cambodia for their lunch money.
On Friday is the dearest. It's at the Harrow Arts Centre. Emo Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute fly by half an hour, the easiest I've done since we came on the air.